Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Time for restaurant news and reviews. And on this Friday, we're going to get into some food history. First with us is Chef Louis Alexakis, the founder and CEO of the fine Avli restaurants. Chef, good to have you on with us this morning. And you're the man who knows about Eros and Saganaki, how it all started, because you actually worked on what I would refer to as the Greek mothership for a while, the Greek islands, right?
Well, yeah, 16 years didn't feel like a while, but yes, for quite some time. Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, all the good chefs come from the Greek islands, it seems, and then spread out and open restaurants everywhere, right?
For sure. That's that perfect way to say it, you know, Greek islands. Basically launched, you know, 1,000 ships.
Yeah.
But really, we all kind of learned at the, you know, at the Ivy League of Greek restaurants. Hard work, being friendly and welcoming, and good hearty food.
And it's
that was the definition.
Yeah, great that they're still going strong too. Let's talk first about Eros, and I pronounce it correctly because in my 20s I dated a Greek gal. But did it originate in Chicago?
The gyro that we all know in America did, which is kind of like a ground beef and lamb dish that is shaved off of the large cone. That's a Chicago creation. In fact, we call it Chicago-style gyro in some of our locations because that's the most appropriate definition of what it is. And now that's not only all over the world, but you know, people don't even know that it came from America, kind of like flaming cheese, but we'll get to that. It's a Chicago creation. Chicago and food in general, you know, has been an amazing journey for a lot of different restaurants and cuisines, but for Greek, amazing how much it's spread out all over the place with things that were started here.
Yeah, I read about how back in the 70s, a couple of Chicago companies, Grecian Delights and Kronos Foods, started mass producing what they called the world's first hydraulically processed gyro cones. Do I have that right?
I guess in the 70s, you know, when we were still fascinated with spaceships and technology, you know, describing food like Tang, you know, that was the Greek Tang, I guess. But yes, that is probably really correct. And as a kid, I also went to the Vienna Sausage Company. And trust me, that's probably the correct way to describe hot dogs.
Yeah, you got it. And this is Taste of Greek Town Weekend, food from neighborhood restaurants, live music, and that is going on starting at 4 o'clock today through Saturday and Sunday on Halsted from Adams to Van Buren. Free admission for that. Plenty of Saganaki available. Let's talk about the flaming cheese, the Chicago Fire. Where did the name come from, Saganaki? Do we know that?
Saganaki, yes. Saganaki is actually a name of a dish of, you know, melted cheese or fried cheese in Greece. And it's a particular type of cheese. It's kind of like a head cheese. It would be the comparison here, but it's a really nice, salty, semi-hard cheese, and you would fry it in Greece before you'd serve it. But it's obviously became something very different here. You know, the Greek restaurants were founded by a lot of people who worked in fine dining in Chicago. Really, in the 50s and even in the early 60s, they were working at the best French restaurants in the city, and all of the wait staff learned how to do things like flambe food and do tableside preparation. So when they opened in Greektown, you know, and again, a lot of different people have said that they were the specific inventors, but certainly one of the two main restaurants at the time, the Parthenon or Diana's Opa, were looking for a way to make that exciting. And they figured, well, you know, lighting something on fire always works in the fine dining restaurants. You know, bringing a baked Alaska at the table. Oh, what an amazing finish to a dinner. And the Greeks, of course, wanted it to start off that way with lots of fun. So the flaming cheese and the opa was created.
It was a marketing idea, right? A little Chicago Fire.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
and
it got so good that it's made its way all the way to tourist restaurants in Greece.
So it went from Chicago to Greece. And
it
you do it at Avli with sliced fig. Sliced fig chutney, chutney,
we
right?
We flame it, and we have lots of fun with that. But you know, it's also fun to use a little bit of a sweet topping with cheese, and that could be, you know, figs. It could be with some Greek cheeses, things like a tomato marmalade. And I've seen other dishes. We're experimenting in one of the units with maybe even doing something with quince and cheese, depending upon the time of the year. But, you know, we all love our cheese board that also has a little bit of savory and a little bit of sweet at the same time. And that's what you know, flaming cheese is. It gives you the sweet and the savory, in our opinion.
And the trend with Greek food in and around Chicago, it's more upscale now. This is the new era of Greek fine dining, isn't it? You do that at Avli.
We do, but you know, here's what I really enjoy is that, you know, people over time become nostalgic, and I think, and we've tried to also pay an homage to that too. You know, although we do have upscale food, we still have a great, you know, lamb chop dish, or we do wonderful whole fish or flaming cheese, as you said. Probably the most popular dish we sell is either chicken souvlaki or Greek salad.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get more traditional than that. And we probably have gone back to being a little bit more traditional over the 15 years or 16 years that Avli's been around.
Well, you do it well. It's Chef Louis Alexakis, the founder and CEO
of the
Avli restaurants. Thanks very much for filling us in on some Greek history. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
Take care.
See you soon.
And have fun at the Greek Fest, everybody, this weekend. Thanks.
A little opa for you, Chef. Thank you.